So we're learning daf your tests on the base, and we're starting from two dots on top. It says Mishka Yodi Elai. It says if someone says he wants to pay the weight of his hand, so what do you do? It's machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to make a displacement of the water and you put in bus of chamar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says no, you do a umdana. Tana Bara Mishka Yodi or Mishka Ragli Elai. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, maybe chavis, you bring a barrel. Mali Mayim Achas B'Yadad also. You stick your hand until your armpit. According to Rashi, this means. With a regal, what do you do with the regal? Adar kuva, until your knee. That's how much it's called a regal. So a hand, according to Rashi, means from until your base hashachi. And by a regal, it's till the kuva. V'shoikel basar chamar gidmat shalmi. Take a piece of donkey meat together with the bones. V'noisel ha'soich, put it into water, just smell it until it fills up. V'apishin ra'il adava. Zeichel adava is a zeichel adava in Torah. Shenemar, asher basar chamarim besarim. They call your basar is basar chamarim. It's the idea that we have shaykhs to chamar. How do you do such an evaluation? How is it possible to get a piece of basar with exact same proportion of tzomer segidim connected to your basar? You figure it out, you evaluate. You write this yad, do evaluation the whole yad, do approximate the whole yad. Why doing once you do an approximation, cut out the whole barrel. So tomorrow, you do whatever you could to make it at least most accurate. You'll have to figure out that something that you have to figure out. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss what is called a yad in Torah and what's called a regal. We just learned in our Mishnah that when someone says Mishka Yodi Elai, he means according to Rashi, at least, I'm just saying Rashi because Tosfos argues, Tosfos means until the elbow. But according to Rashi, it means from beginning of hand until the armpit, that's called a yad. According to Tosfos, it means until the elbow. But let's learn, not to get confused, we're learning like Rashi, okay? But yad, we learned out of Otzel, until the armpit. That's the bigger yad is. Tosfos
argues what Otzel means?
Yes. Tosfos Otzel means the elbow. The Ellenbogen. I guess so, even though hands don't shake stuff out, but technically right. Until the wrist. So how can you say the yad is told until the armpit, it's till the wrist, you see. The Gemara, the rice out of perek. But in Dorim, we go with Lazarim, and the person calls this whole thing a hand. For the Gemara, the rice out of perek is the rice until the wrist, for Gabi Tfilin. It says, put tefillin on your hand. That's like the muscles. So you see that the whole hand is a hand, even above the elbow. And according to Rashi, what we're saying is that it's the same like Lashon Yadam. It's not like by Kishur Darim Lahim. So at the moment, you're right. The Raisa Kibayris Kula. By the Raisa means the whole entire hand till the armpit. So according to Rashi, it means it's the same thing. According to Tosfos, it's better. V'darim is still the elbow. V'kish daraglayim v'mikdash hilchasa gemir lo tzalachim ha'shinai that till the perek. Until the wrist is called the yad. So that's yad. So we have two or three things in yad. And we have the Torah means the whole entire hand.
That's the same question v'kish daraglayim by when we talk about the foot.
Right, we're not going to ask. Don't say first what it is.
Same thing by regular.
Don't say the first what it is in this price, I guess. Yeah, more that's different cash. More that's from somewhere else. But regular, the akuva, regal, it's told the knee. But I mean, no, ask your cash.
Regal doesn't mean told the knee. They don't wash the knee. They wash just their foot. Right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
So, and he doesn't say in the price. I don't remember. How would they wash them?
Well, don't they put their hand on the foot and wash it?
I think they wash them. I don't know. Yeah, put your hand and put the wash together. But yeah, I would say you're right, till the ankle. But there's no brice about it. It's Mustafa, you're right. But I hate the cash. So why don't we ask him this? It's a good question. Talk to Gemara, Viter. So Mora says, regal was saying means till the knee. Raminu, it says by Shalosh V'Golim that every yid has to go up to the base of Mikdash. But it's only if you have feet. If you have no feet, you're potter. So Raminu says V'Golim, prat labali kabim. It's prat to the people who wear this kabim on his feet. They're missing their feet, and they wear kabim. And we know what that means is that they have their shin, just by the ankle, they're missing their foot, and they put it into these like boots. So you see, That's not called the regular already. You know, you still have your shin. You still, you know, you still have that part of the foot. You're still not called the regular. So you see, regular means just the bottom, just the bottom of your foot, after the ankles. And where we're done, because we are done, which means from the knee and lower. Breaking more with the rice of prat balikabim v'gabe chalitza d'chsev ragla. Chalitza is a ragla. Matana says chotzim rakuv lamata. If the man has left over from his knee and lower, chalitza tzakshera is still called his regal. So you see, it's called a regal, that part of your foot. Not dafka the ankle, even in Torah's lashon. The Gemara, no, Torah's lashon is only the bottom. Like when you say Makirish Araglaim, only the bottom. But Shani Hosa by Chalitza, Doma Krom, Miau Ragloi. You can have Chalitza from aft over your regal. Above your Arkuva, also Nami, should be kosher. And Tmash is not kosher, you have to have from below your knee. So Gemara, Ma'al, Veloi Ma'al de Ma'al. It says Ma'al Ragloi, Ma'al de Ma'al. Amra Papa, Shmami, no, we see from here, Hai Astira. Astavira, the ankle, the bone of the ankle, ad aranachas, it goes all the way to the floor. These are gedaitach mifsek pasik. If it would be not a bone or joint lower than that, havli astavira mi'al, the astavira alone will be ma'al the regal, v'shoika, which means the part below the knee, ma'al the ma'al, will be ma'al the ma'al. So he's saying, must be, that's all one bone. Ravashi Amar, fill the time of Let me say it's not one bone, it's not considered one bone. Called Bahadi Kara Kara Dami. Maybe the whole part of the foot is all called one foot. So the whole ankle is called one foot, even though it's not one bone. Kitzur Gemara at the end coming out that in our Mishnah, Vada Yad means according to Rashi, means till the armpit, and regular means till the knee. And according to Taitz means till the elbow. But Gabi, the Torah is different, and there's different drashas. Losh Be'odam and Torah Losh are different Loshonis. Zog to Gemara Vaitam. I'm going to talk more about Nedarim and Erechin now. Someone says, Dr. Mishnah Vaita, I keep saying Gemara, Dr. Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah, Demei Yodei Alai. Someone says, I want to pay the value of my hand. Shomer Oisakam Ushava Biyad, Ubalo Yad. To figure out how much you're worth with the hand to sell for Evan and without a hand. And Zeh, that someone says, Demei Yodei Alai has to pay the value of a hand, is a Chomer Nedarim Be'erechin. It's a more Chomer Nedarim Be'erechin. Why? Because what's the lack of Erechin if it says Demei Yodei Alai? You pay zilch, because it's not davar so much liyaba. But when it comes to the value of it, then you do have to pay for yad. So it's a chayim medarim be'erchin. Zok the Gemara. What? It's possible. It's saying that's a chumra. It's saying it's possible. Yeah, that's a weight. It's not the weight. It's a value of hand. The Gemara heichas shemila. How you know the value of someone's hand? Amar Rava, oim demaisoi, oim etzal zikin. You do like oim etzal zikin, which means that you look at him, how much they sell, look at him now, he said, how much sell do you have now? You know, 10 million. How much do you have at your hand? You know, 9.5 million. So, what? No, the Mishnah doesn't say how you do this, how you, there's one Shomanai, so I spoke it out. Right, but how do you do that? So he says, you do like an Ezekiel. Well, we'll see tomorrow, I'm going to buy you, I'm going to buy you, I'm going to buy you, there, by an Ezekiel, the guy comes to you without the hand. So then you figure out how much it's worth now and how much it's worth with a hand. So then the value is not so much because the person right now looks like a shvacha person missing a hand. So that's one way to do it. Here is a gavra shabiach. Here he's a shalom. So here you're not going to be able to make a good evaluation like Nezikin. It's not the same valuation like Nezikin. It won't come up the same amount of money like Nezikin. She doesn't like that pshat. So Abaya, how much person wants to give a person forever who does malach with one hand? Loisim say yod does with two hands. Yod the achas, mind you, what's a case where ever does malach with one hand? Mind you, v'idach psikah, the other one's cut off. Hainuach, that's like nezikah. So what do you need to say? Elo yod mechtavas rami rishon. You figure it out like this. You make believe his other hand, another adon owns it. How much is his value? That's how you figure out the value. Here, the value is more accurate for this, because by the Zikin, he's coming to you when he's missing a hand, so he looks bad, so therefore his value will be less. And we don't want to do that type of evaluation. We do evaluations like this, where it's Mukhtav L'Rabbi Rishon. Boy, Rav has a shot like this. Omdu Oymed Shal Zikin. There's a difference between an Oymed Shal Zikin and an Oymed of Hekdesh. Oymed of Hekdesh needs 10 people. Oymed of Zikin needs 3 people. 3 dayanim, 10 dayanim and 3 dayanim. Now, this guy Taka had an accident with a shor, and they made an evaluation for him, and he also said demei yodei alai. Could you use the same evaluation or not? That's the question. The same evaluation just made for the mazik to pay. Could you make for this? Boye Rava, I'm doing Oyma Chazikim, Oma, and they also said the Meya Lai, Mao, me, Amrina, and Ham Duach Azimna. My said they evaluated him. Let's use that evaluation. We'll have to evaluate again. Oydilma, Shani Umdin, or the Beyasar, and Umdin Reit Plaza. There's a difference between evaluation of 10 and evaluation of 3, and if we have to do another evaluation for Hekdesh, which is evaluation of 10 Dayanim. Im Tim Tzolayma Shani Umdin Reit Plaza, and Umdin Reit Plaza, there's taka difference, you need Dafka 10. What happens if someone makes two nedarim? Amar demei alai v'amdua, they evaluated him, and it's worth 5 million. V'chaz v'amar demei alai, he said again demei alai. Do you have to evaluate him again? Mao. Hacha v'adei amdua be'esara. They did an evaluation of 10, so you don't do it again. Adilma shvach de beini beini. The mindset between the nedarim maybe went up. You have to do it again. And in Tim Tzolayma, you have to do it again. What about amar demei alai v'le amdua? He didn't never evaluate him. Then he said demei alai again. So now we have two nedarim in front of us. Now hacha vaday bechazim namdile. He could do one evaluation because both the nedarim are outstanding right now. Since you neder twice, terei zimni amdile. You need two different umdinos. And the risk Rav here already explains because every demei alai is bechayev umdino. So it's out. Everyone needs a new umdino. Even though maybe the value will be the same, I need a new umdino. It's a din umdino. You have to do two umdinos. What about if he says in one shot, Omar Shnei Dmei Alai, Vasachas? Now, how come Vasachas Noda? Vasachas Dmei, do one evaluation. He said two evaluations, it means Zachaza. What happens if even before he made the neder, he did evaluation. You know, he went to, you know, he did a physical before he got sick. He did evaluation before. What happens? Then it comes, he makes the neder. Can you use that evaluation? He's ready. Ice kashatz. I don't even kavana umdunah. Maybe kavana for umdunah factors. Talking about pasul malchad. Maybe we'll bring a right to one of the shilas. The Tanan. Next Mishnah says, a guy says the may alai and then he dies. He makes. Lo yitnu yarshin. The yarshin don't have to give. Why not? Because he's not evaluated. You can't evaluate him. He's dead. Shein domel amesim. The guy is dead already. You can't evaluate him. And he wasn't evaluated when he was alive. V'isagad ha'am du me'elav ha'av umdun. If you say that evaluation by itself is umdun, ha'omid v'koyi mi'gav lo yashav ha'abav zuzi. He's going to have to give $4 because he's sure worth $4 in my evaluation before he made the neder. You know, could he make evaluation? But he has a minimum, you know. He has a minimum. So tomorrow, no, it's not a raya. It's not a raya. Amdu me'elav nachas umdino. Amdu me'elav is where you actually went for umdino. That's better. The me'elai, but you say the me'elai, like nachas umdino. You didn't come to umdino at all, and therefore, there, it's not going to be able to count if the guy dies because there's no evaluation right now. So we got up to the Mishnah on the Chaf.